The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Chavtet, today's daf is being studied. Leilu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenichenu B'Gan Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Refuah Shelema. Mickey Ben Jamie, and that if another for the nefesh and for the guf for a talk about the boy, Chen Yerasov and Omar, Amen. The example is being studied at Slachat Ben Yamin Ben Esther. We are starting today's daf on Chavtet Amud Rishon. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Amar le Rapapa le Rava. Rapapa tells Rava le Didach, according to you, that you learned the laws of Pigul from the long pasuk in Parashat Sa'ad. Shilishi de Parashat Kedushim tiyu my darash. There's another pasuk in Kedushim. Also the same words. Ime achol yacher bayom shilishi Pigul. What do you do with that pasuk? Everything was learned already from the big pasuk. So what do you do with Kedushim? Ahom ve'ale. He learns a special darasha from that pasuk. V'makom shiyehe meshulash. That what? That it has to be meshulash. What does meshulash mean? Bedam, that's the blood. Bebasar, that's the meat. Ube emurim. And what the emurim is, the parts of the animal that go on the mizbeah. Which means, that place that we said that if he thought to eat the korban, let's say, or to sprinkle the blood, let's say, or to bring the emurim, any of these items, so the korban is nefsal, because of a mahshava chusla mekomo. He says, Sarik shiyehe makom kaze. It has to be a place. Shibizman etere bamota yaraudi kayembo et shrosha devarim. Wow. The place of chuslim komo that we said is posel the korban, it has to be a place that during the etere bamot, during when it was permissible to have the bamot, you were able to do the following three things: to do the avodat adam, to eat the meat of the korban, and to bring the emurim. And now, once the Beit HaMikdash is built, that becomes asur. That's considered chuslim komo. A place that was permissible during Heter Bamot, that became forbidden during the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. The Me'ute, a place that even after the building of the Beit HaMikdash, it's still ra'ui to certain services, but not all three services, which means the Hechal. Let's say, the Echal that's inside the Azara. There's certain Kurbanot, for example, Hatat Pinimit, where we sprinkle the blood inside, but you don't eat the Basar of Kadashim, and you don't bring the Kurbanot inside over there. So let's say the person had a Kavanah when he brought the Kurban, that he's going to eat the Kurban, Hustam Komo, where he's going to eat it in the Echal. So if a person thought that what? That he's going to eat the meat or sprinkle the blood over there, it's not going to become pasul. Because since that place over there is still not way for certain services, so it doesn't become pasul. Even though it's chutzlim komo of this korban, it's got to be a type of chutzlim komo that what? That in the times of the bamot, it was permissible to do all the service in that spot, but now that the Beit HaMikdash is where, you can't do any services there. But since in the Echal, you could do part of the services there on certain korbanot, for example, on the inner korban, which is called Hatat Pinimit, you sprinkle the blood over there. Even though you don't eat the meat over there, even though you don't burn the meat over there, doesn't matter. Since Miksat Avodah is done in the Echal, that is not considered Chuslim Komo. That's a big Hadush. Even though the korban cannot be eaten over there, doesn't matter. Since services are done in that spot, therefore it's not considered Chuslim Komo. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's what you're learning? Tipukle mikra kama. I can learn that from the big pasuk in Parashat Tzav. Ime achol ye'achel. Mede'afke rahmana bilshon shilishi. It says over there, when it's talking about chutz lezmanu, it says imachol yachir mebesar zeva shel bayom shilishi. From the fact that he used the word shilishi, it said already the word shilishi in the pasuk before it. So this word shilishi is extra. So it must be, you know what shilishi is coming to teach us? That only in a place where you were allowed to do the three services during the bamot, which you're not allowed to do the three services after the bamot. Learn the word shilishi on the three services. What did you have to go learn this derash that you're teaching me from another pasuk? You can learn it from this pasuk over there from the word shilishi. Amar avashi'i. Amirta lishmata kamed Rav Matna. I said it in front of Rav Matna, this Fedush, Amar li, and he told me, imehatam, if you were learning it from that pasuk, avamina shilishi, that word shilishi, I would say, what is it coming to exclude? Prat, pigul, kelal, v'naase klal musaf ala prat, v'itrabu sh'ar mekomot, kamash ma'alan. Okay, we have a rule over here, which means like this. It says shilishi. So what does shilishi tell us? Only on a place where you can do all three services during the Heter HaBamot, where after the Beit HaMikdash was built, those three services became forbidden, which is coming to exclude the Hechal. It turns into now, the Torah then says pigul. Pigul is a klal. Pigul is a general terminology. The Na'asa klal mosif ala prat, one of the 13 midot that Torah has medreshet, is anytime you have a prat and then a klal, it comes to mosif. So the prat would be what? Only places that are called the makom mishulash, meaning excluding the hechal. There's no pigul in the hechal. That's what the word shilishi says. The next word is pigul. Pigul is a general terminology. The general terminology is coming to be mosif. Not only is there a pigul everywhere, even in the echad is going to be pigul. So once you have a cloud mosif, it means v'trabush ar mekomot. That's why kamash ma'alan, the next pasuk in Kedushin, they come and tell me daf, it's a cloud prat. It's a prat. It's another prat, which means the shilishi comes and tells me only makom mishulash and not other places. Right. If it just would have the big pasuk, it says shilishi pigul. Shilishi is a prat. The coming to exclude that there's no pigul in the hechal. Shilishi prat lehechal, and the pigul comes and tells me there's pigul everywhere, even in the hechal. So that pasuk is not good for me because that includes the hechal. That's why I need the second pasuk to come and tell me shilishi tamidav ke shilishi, meaning makom mishulash. There's no pigul in the hechal. That's why I need the second pasuk. Very good. No pasuk is extra. So for the fact that I have a second pasuk, it teaches me this exclusion of the hechal. Okay. So what are we learning over here? If a person has a machshava at the time of one of the four services, the machshava itself is posel the korban, even though the korban is on the day. It's not past the time. The machshava makes the korban like it's past its time. So the Gemara begins. Taron Rabbanan. V'im ha'achol yachir lebesar zevach shel ama'av amar b'il y'ezer. Kof oznecha lishmawa. Bend ye ear and listen to the way we're going to explain to you this pasuk. It's not talking about where a guy actually ate it on the third day. It's talking about on a machshava. Who told you? Maybe it's talking about where he actually ate it. Amarta, you said already, achar shehu kasher, yachzor v'yipasel, which means after you're telling me that the korban is kasher and he got kapara, yachzor v'yipasel, now what? It's going to become pasul on the third day. It's impossible. Which is the pasuk says like this: lo yiratze. Right after this korban, it says lo yiratze. Now from the fact that it's talking about over here, lo yiratze must be talking about in a machshava. Why must be talking about in a machshava? Again, amarta, achar shehu kasher, achare shekevar uchshar korban v'nitza, ki avodotav na'asak kelo. He did everything the right way. Yachzor v'yipasel. How does it become pasul on yom shlishi?
which means the guy did everything right. Then you tell me what? And Yom HaShlishi, it becomes Pasul? Why should it become Pasul if he did everything right? Ela must be talking about, well, you didn't do everything right. Exactly, where during the service, you did something wrong. Well, you had a Kavanah for Yom HaShlishi, and it was Pasul now. Gemara cannot accept. Yom HaShlishi is Pasul. I'll be Pasul. Huh? Yeah, but you didn't do anything wrong. Oh, you say, on the third day, it becomes Pasul then. No, he's not saying that. He's saying, Aharshu Kashir, because you did everything right. Yahzorvi Pasil, Bemashu Ochim Besarabi Yom HaShlishi, Zelo Yitachin. Exactly, which means you got kapara already. What is lo yiratzeh? He brought the korban already. He did everything. Now, because you're eating it on the third day, lo yiratzeh? What is lo yiratzeh? You did kapara. How could on the third day retroactively you tell me there's no kapara? It's sotar maybe, but it's a kapara I got. Ela must be lo yiratzeh now. How could it be now? It's not the third day yet. Ela must be a kapara for the third day.
So he didn't do everything right.
Right, that's the point. That's the point. Because it says, approving good is machshava. Because if he did everything right, you know, on the third day, retroactively, the kapara is not good. How can it be retroactively the kapara is not good? The kapara was good. Maybe there's a new avon now of notar, but don't tell me the kapara is not good. Ela must be, when it's saying lo yiratse means lo yiratse now. Why lo yiratse now? Because the guy had a machshava. That wasn't good. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Who told you? I'll show you retroactive. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So what's your ayah? Hen matzinu bezav. Okay, what's a zav? Two or three emissions came out of his body. Bezava. That's also a lady, let's say. She had blood that comes out of her body. Not the time of Nida. 3 days in a row. So what happens when she sees 3 days in a row? She's called Zavah Gedulah. She has to wait seven clean days to become Tahor. Okay? Veshomeret yom keneged yom. What's shomeret yom keneged yom? That's a lady that saw blood, let's say, outside of a nida time, 1 or 2 days. So she has to wait one clean day. She waits, of course, she made it yom keneged yom. She waits one clean day and she becomes teora. Right? She stops seeing blood, let's say, in the morning. She goes to the mikveh. The next day, she's teora. She'en behaskat teora. These three women over here have haskat tahara. The zav and zaba, once they stop seeing, and the shomeret yom, she went to the mikveh, she dipped. That's it. She's behazkat teorana. The chivan shira. Oh, let's say they're in the middle of counting the 7 days. The zav and the zabah betook the 7 days, and the shomeret yom keneged yom. On the day she dipped, let's say, on that day she saw satru. What do we say? They break the hazakah that they had, and therefore what? We go retroactively. What does it mean retroactively? So he says like this. Get the hakdama over here. Let's get to that point. Hazav azaba halukim b'mahut re'iyatam. Zav hu misha poresh mechli hatashmi shelo mahmat choli. Okay, he has a sickness coming out of his body. It's like zera, but it's not zera. Vidu zava, that's blood coming out of a body, but not during the times of nida. So she's not a nida, she's called a zava. It's the way of a lady, between the periods that she sees sometimes, but she's tumea. Okay, it's tumat ziva. Okay. Hazav bazavam avot tuma. Okay. So whatever they touch Adam v'kelim, avot tuma k'metame Adam v'kelim t'mekerei rishon the tuma. Furthermore, zava and zav are asurim to their husbands. It's like nida. That's karet. Until they go to mikveh. What do? They have to check themselves to make a sek tahara, to make sure they're not seeing anymore, just like a nida does. And then they have to count the next day, 7 clean days, without any seeing over there. They go to the mikveh, and then they're going to be tahur. Okay. Zav v'zava shepasku betarach v'hazru v'ra'u ziva. They saw in the middle of the 7 days. What happens? They got to start again. It breaks all the 7 days. They got to go back to day one and start counting again. Okay. Isha shenata re'iyah achad bilvad. Okay, let's go to the shomeret yom. She's called Zava Ketana. What's her law? She's forbidden to be with her husband, all that stuff over there. And she doesn't have to count 7 days. She just counts 1 day. She goes to the mikveh, and then she is tehora. Okay. Kol ha-teme'im alalu she'amru yicholim detbol b'yom she'neshlemet bo svirata. They don't got to wait to the mikveh like a lady of Nida. For example, on the seventh day, she can go to the mikveh, then she just has to wait until nightfall. Okay. Now, once they go to the mikveh, they're tehorah from the mikveh. Le'enyan she'ardam ve'kelim she'na'agu behem tehorim. Whatever they touched from day to nightfall is ta'or. They went to the mikveh already. Ve'en le'enyan she'te'a isha mutir l'shamesh im ba'ala. She's impermissible with her husband. Once she goes to the mikveh. Ba'rez mipneh. Because we say miksata yom kikudo. And therefore, it's like they counted all the 7 days once the part of the 7 day came along. And but here's the key. Exactly. But if they saw, let's say, from the mikveh to nightfall, afa pisha yazin ahara tevila hare elu satru et minyanam, and retroactively become tameh, and whatever they touch between the tevila and the re'iyah becomes tameh l'mafreya, and if they had bi'ah with their whatever it is, that's hayav korban if it was b'shogeg, and so because it is shogeg, and so on and so forth. So the Rabbi Akiva's claim is like this: Shemikan anu ro'im sheyesh midinei Torah okrim davar l'mafreya. You see that what? Yes, something could be good now, and then retroactively you undo it. So similarly, maybe that's what Surah is saying. That you brought the korban, it was kosher, kapara, everything to it. Once it gets to the third day, and you eat on the third day, retroactively, you lose your kapara. Oh, the Gemara originally wanted to say, no, once it was done the kashrut, how could you undo it? What about how could you undo it? Zav, doesn't Zav undo it? If she touched something, it's tahor. If she sees in between, and then retroactively we say, no. So apply the Zav Sevara to the Torah. How do you know it's talking about Machshava? Maybe it's talking about an actuality of after 3 days, if it comes Pasul. Oh, so Gemara says, Af ata al titma'azeh. So Gemara continues. So don't be so shocked. Af api she'ukshar, she'azor v'yipasel. That even though the Qur'an was kashir, it could become Pasul again. That's the Gemara's question. Well, Gemara's comparing the Kapara, just like you want to undo the tum'ah of the zav, undo the kapara. It's the last question.
Yeah.
It says in the pasuk hamakriv. B'sha'at hakravahu nifsal ve'eno nifsal b'shilishi. From the fact that it said the word hamakriv, it says lo yiratzeh hamakriv. It's mashma from the pasuk that the kapara was at the time of the hakravah. Not that the psul was later on. Therefore, we have to be talking about something that happened at the time of the hakraba. What must have happened at the time of the hakraba? Machshava. That's the Gemara's ra'aya. Who told you? Or eno omer. Maybe I'll tell you. Hamakriv ela ze kohen hamakriv. Oh, which means that's talking about the kohen that's bringing it. That is having a machshava that's going to be posel, which means. Maybe I'll learn over here when it says it's the Kohen. Who told you the animal becomes Pasul? Maybe the Makriv that says becomes Pasul is the Kohen himself. Who told you it's the animal? So it says, Kishu omer oto. Medaber ve'enu medaber be'kohen. So from here it says oto, the animal. So now we know it's talking about something that happened at the time of the Hakravah and something that happens to the animal at the time of the Hakravah. What can happen at the time of the Hakravah? Only a Machshava, which is you don't got it. It's not talking about. Really, you're right. I agree with you. It is a concept of retroactive. Something could happen later on to cause retroactive. But here, I know we're not talking about retroactive. How do you know we're not talking about retroactive? Because it says hamakriv. It's much at the time of the hakraba. What could have been done at the time of the hakraba? Ella must be at the time of the hakraba. There was a psul of machshava. Yeah, maybe it means the koyim becomes pasul. No, oto. Oto means the korban. Very good. Gemara continues, Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Oto, it says the Pasuk Oto. Now, we're learning Oto means what? The Korban. But Talmud Loma, what's Oto? The Fish Ne'emar, Lo Te'achel L'Shalemu. It's talking about a Nedir. If a person, let's say, makes a Nedir to Hashem, Torah says what? Do not delay to bring the Nedir. You have to bring it before 3 Regalim Pes. That's the halacha. Before 3 holidays Pes, you have to make sure you make good on your Nedir. Yachol, ach me'acher nedro, belo yiratze. Right, maybe let's say a guy brought his neder late. Are you going to tell me he doesn't get kapara? Because he brought his neder late? Tamud lomar, oto. Oto belo yiratze, v'ena me'acher nedro belo yiratze. Good. Only people is lo yiratze. But a guy that brings his neder late, you made a amon, but the kapara is given. Good. Aharim omrim. Gemara gives now another derasha. Chutzkas mano. What does it say in the pasuk? Lo yehashiv. What does it mean? It says a makriv oto. The guy that's bringing the korban. Lo yehashiv. Instead of ready, lo yiratzeh. What does lo yehashiv mean? B'machshava hu nifsal ven nifsal v'shilishi. Right, like we learned above. The machshava makes it pasuk. You don't got to wait till the third day. On the third day, before pasuk. The hadushes and makriv at the time of the hakraba. Lo yehashiv. B'machshava hu posel. The korban was brought on Monday. Everything was done beautiful. It's still Monday. What's the deal with the korban? Pasuk. Because the guy's machshava was posel it. Don't think that the machshava is only posel on day three. The machshava to eat on day three is posel immediately today. That's why it says, Lo yehashiv, b'machshava hu posel, ve'enu p'nifsal b'shirishi. Comes the Gemara and continues, ben azai, te'vezeva hakatu medaber ve'enu medaber b'kohen minali. Okay, now we got a problem. Because he learned from the word oto, oto you get no kapara, but if you delay your nidid, you get kapara. How does he know but that the kohen does not become pasul? Because we learned earlier from the word oto, oto the kurban is pasul, but not the kohen. But Ben Azai learned from the oto something else. How does he learn that the kohen does not become pasul? Iba etema nafka lemid aharim. He can learn it from aharim. Why? Because it says the pasul, we just learned it. Lo yahashiv. What does lo yahashiv mean? That the korban becomes pasul b'machshava today and not on day three. Now obviously we're talking about the korban. The korban's not going to become pasul on day three. Day three is the korban. So from the fact that you just told me a derash that the korban now, not day three, that means it's still going on the korban. Iba'etema medichtiv lo yiratzeh ve'lo yiratzeh zivchahu. When it says it will not be accepted. The word lo yiratzeh is a language of kapara that's used by a korban. We don't say a kohen is lo yiratzeh. We say by a kohen who pasul or he's not whatever. Lo yiratzeh is lashon of korban. Therefore, must be talking about the korban and not the kohen. Good. Continue. O ben azai oto belo yiratzeh ve'en me'achen nidro. You just told me from Oto, I learned what? The Pigul is lo yiratzeh, but me'acher nidro is yiratzeh. Who told you he learns it from there? I told you he learns it from Acherim. What does Acherim say? The Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Yachol, Yehe Bechor. What's a Bechor? Bechor is a behemat tehora. It was firstborn, so you have to bring it within the first year of its birth. That's the law. Okay? From its birth. It says, the Hashem lecha tochenenu shana b'shana. She'abira shenato. Li'yepest. Oh, b'fsuleha mukdashim, v'yipasel. Maybe you're going to tell me that this korban of a bechor that passed its first year is going to be like a korban that has a mum in it. And you're going to tell me it's going to be pasul to bring it on the mizbeach? Tamud lomar. Ta'achalta lefnei Hashem Elohecha. Ma'asar deganecha. It comes and teaches me what? That you should eat the ma'asrot, ma'asir sheni. Take ma'asir sheni to Jerusalem and eat it. And it says in the same pasuk, ubchorot bekarecha. The pasuk compares bechor to ma'asir. Makish bechor le ma'asir. Ma'asir. Eru nefsal meshana lehaverta. Exactly. Ma'asir sheni, if you ate it a year later, doesn't become pasul. It's still ma'asir sheni. Af bechor eno nefsam shana lechaberta. Now, of course, it's mizvati ma'asir that year. But if you ate it next year, it's not pasul. So to bechor also does not become pasul later on. Oh, so I can learn neder from that. It means even though you delayed it, it doesn't posel the korban. So similarly, you're supposed to bring the korban of a neder within the three holidays. You didn't bring it within the three holidays, but it's not going to become pasul. So why does Ben Azai need the word oto? He could learn it from this derasha that we just said. Just like Bechor passed the first year is kosher, because you make a kesh to Masa Sheni, so to Me'achem Nidro is also going to be kosher. Yeah? The Gemara says, it's derich, he needs his derasha of oto. Sal kadataka minahani mili Bechor, de'la bar harza'ahu, aval kadashim debne harza'an ninu emalo lirtzu kamash ma'lat. Bechor is different. Bechor is not a kapara korban. That's what I said. Maybe Bechor, which is not a kapara korban, that's why if you go after the year, it's okay. Because anyway, you don't need kapara. But a korban that needed for kapara, maybe after the year, it's going to be pasul. Kamash ma'alan, oto, that even a korban that's needed for kapara, if you delay your neder, it'll be kasher. Comes again with Vakati still. Ne'atam nafka. I know it from somewhere else. It says Behaya bechachet, ve'lo bekorban echachet. When you delay your neder, the sin is in who? In the guy. But not in the korban. Mashma, that even if you bring your korban after the shalosh regalim, it's okay. Behaya bechachet, ve'lo bekorban echachet. Yes? What does Eshtecha, what does his wife have to do with it? Salkadata Amina, listen to this amazing Gemara. Hu il ve'amar bil azar ve'tim Rabbi Yohanan. In ishto shel adam meta. Bar Minan, why does a person's wife die before her time? Ela imken mevakshim mimenu mamon. Because he stole money. And they come back to the guy and say, pay the money that you stole. And he says, what? Ve'en lo. He says, no, I don't have the money. Shene emar, imen lecha l'shalem. You stole money, and now all of a sudden you say you don't have what to pay back. Lama yekach mishkavecha mitachtecha. They're going to take your mishkav. Mishkav is the one that you lie with. That's the wife. That his wife is going to die prematurely. We have to see why that's so. But the Gemara says, since we know that statement of Rabbi Yohanan, Behai avon debal te'ahed namem meta. You would have thought, Chas v'shalom, that even by delaying a korban 3 holidays, that's like you're stealing from Hashem. You told me you're going to bring it, I'm going to bring you. So you would have thought that what? That can affect his wife. Kamashwan, the word oto, oto velo ishto. Which means I need the word oto still. Because otherwise I would have thought that this neder is going to affect himself also. It's going to affect his wife. Just like when you don't pay. Kashman doesn't. The neder doesn't. You delayed your neder, oto. It's true, this statement, by gezer. Yeah, but not by neder. Neder is different. That's why he needs the word oto. Hey, why don't you learn it from somewhere else? No. The oto is needed to teach me this hadush. Now, what's the pshat in that anyway? Cool. Because he says like this, shitamiku betzer. He says, when the guy comes along and says, give me my money that you owe me. He says, I can't give you the money. My money's all tied up because it's leaned on the ketubah. I have to pay my wife a ketubah. And she has a lien on all the items. So using the ketubah as an excuse. So they take his wife away. Now there's no ketubah. Now no pay. When the guy uses his ketubah as an excuse why he can't pay. Wow. That's that case. Wow. No, but the case is not only says even more. And the wife is partners. Yeah. Money's mine. She's holding by it. I'm not Bohaya. I want this. What's my money? So she's like in cahoots with the husband. Okay, but that doesn't apply to it. Okay, let's go one step further. We just got to get to the Mishnah. Aharim Omrim. B'machshavah nefsal ve'enu nefsal b'shlishi. Good, we learned that. It becomes pasul immediately at the time of the machshavah, and you don't have to wait until Yom Shlishi. Rabbi Eliezer lo yachashev my avidle. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, that was the rabbi brought above. He learned that it says lo yiratzeh hamakriv. He said the sin is talking about at the time of the hakrabah. So what does he need the pasuk of b'machshavah hu nefsal? He knows already it's talking about at the time of the hakrabah. So what does he need this derasha for? Lo yachashev my avidle. We learned this already. For Pigul to work, that's got to be the only machshava. Once already he has another machshava later on of another isur, it's motziot zumizu. It takes the first machshava Pigul away, and therefore there's no Pigul. Then we have the second item. Because the pasuk says, lo yachashev, which means no other machshavot besides pigul. V'ramori matni, Ramori has a different understanding, a different version. Amar Rabbi Yanai, minayin lemechashev bekodashim shehu lokeh. How do we know that when a person is bringing a korban that he has a machshava pesula, even though it's a machshava. How do you get malkut? Now normally on a machshava you don't get malkut. You get malkut only on a maaseh. Talmud Amar lo yachshev, which means the pasuk is saying as if lo yachshov, as if it's giving a lav. Lo yachshov, don't have these machshavot, because if you can have these machshavot, it's lav. But the Gemara says, I don't see what you're talking about. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Mori, lav she'em bo maasehu, v'chod lav she'em bo maaseh, elokin alav. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, damar lav she'em bo maaseh, elokin alav. It's going to quote Rabbi Yehuda that says, lav she'em bo maaseh, you do get malkut. So therefore the pasuk says, lo yachashev. Lo yachashev, as if it's saying, lo yachshov. It's time to quit. Don't think. Because if you think a bad thought, it says, so lav. And you get malkut. Is it malkut on lav she'em bo maaseh? Ali Badr Biyuda.
We continue on Chavtet Amabet from the Mishnah. Zeh Akelal, this is the rule. Kol HaShohet, VaMekabel, VaMehalech, VaZorek. All those are the four services. Shaita, Kabbalat Adam, Luch, bringing the Korban to the Mizbeah, Zorek, Zerika. With Kavana Le'echol, Davar, Shedarko Le'echol. His Kavana was to eat a part of the korban is normally eaten, ulaktir, davar shedarko laktir, and to bring on the mizbeach something that is the derech laktir, kezayit tustim komo, a kezayit of that item out from its place, basul ve'em bo karet, because that's tustim komo. Tustim komo, there's no karet. Tustim mano, pigul, v'chayvim alav, karet. Ubelvad, shiakriv ha-matir kemitzvato. But so long as he brings the korban according to the way he's supposed to bring it. I mean, he's got to bring shechita, kavlat adam, he's got to do the hakrava, and he has to do zedika. But if he doesn't do all the services, so it's not pigul. He has to be, well, that sheyakriv matir kemitzvato, the matir is zedikat adam. He has to do zedika according to the mitzvah for it to become pigul. Ketzad, the Gemara Mishnah explains. Ketzad karav matir kemitzvato, let's say shechat mishtika. He slaughtered b'shtika, meaning without any bad machshavot. He slaughtered good. Kibel, v'alach, v'zarach, chutzis mano. But he did all the other three services. Chutzis mano. All the opposite. Sheshachat, chutzis mano. V'kibel, v'alach, v'zarach, b'shtika. The other services, okay. Or, sheshachat, v'kibel, v'alach, v'zarach, chutzis mano. Or he did all of them wrong. Shachat, kibel, v'alach, v'zarach, chutzis mano. Zeh shemakriv v'mati k'mitzvato. That's a case where he was makriv k'mitzvato, meaning he did the whole thing. He just had a bed. Machshava, either in the first item, the last item, and all the items, doesn't matter. But as long as he went through the whole process, ketzad lo kanev matir kemitzvato. Give me a case where you won't have pigul because you didn't finish the process. Shachat chutzim komo. Okay, he did shaita with kavana chutzim komo. Kibed ba'alak v'zarach chutzim mano. Then he did the other services chutzim mano. So now already he did two bad machshavote. The first machshava b'shchita was chutz l'komo, and the other ones were chutz l'zmano. Or sheshachat chutz l'zmano, or he started off with chutz l'zmano. Kibel v'halak v'zarach chutz l'komo. The other services chutz l'komo. Or sheshachat v'kibel v'halak v'zarach chutz l'komo. Did the first three services chutz l'komo. What's the gersa there? The gersa there is, or sheshachat v'kibel v'halak v'zarach chutz l'komo. Because they did all the services chutzim komo, or sheshachat v'kibel v'alach v'zarak chutzim komo. Aha, and the other services, he just says in parentheses. In the other services, he did chutzim zmano. Which is basically the point is that when a person does two different items over there, it's not going to be considered pigul. You have to do all the other services b'kashrut. He didn't do the other services b'kashrut. The other services with another machshava. הפסח והחטאת ששחטן שלא לשמן. Okay, that's no good. That makes it פסול. פסח חטאת, he slaughtered it, שלא לשמן. וקיבל והלך וזרח חוץ זמנו. Then he did חוץ הזמן on the other services. או ששחט חוץ, או הסתרו לו חוץ זמנו on the שחיטה. קיבל והלך וזרח שלא לשמן. And in the other three services שלא לשמן. או ששחט קיבל והלך וזרח דמן שלא לשמן. או he did שחיטה, קבלה. And I will call the Likad, the man Shelo Lishman, Zeu Shelo Karev Matik Mitzvato. In that case over there, he didn't do the services the right way, and there was no Pigul, because he had the Shelo Lishma involved in the process. Lechol Kezayit Behutz. Let's say you had a kavanah to eat a kezayit bechutz, a kezayit, let's say outside of the place that he's supposed to eat it, chutz komo, and then he had a kavanah kezayit lemahar. So you had two kavanot: kezayit lechutz, that's chutz komo. Then he had a kezayit of lemahar, or the opposite: kezayit lemahar, and then kezayit bechutz. Or kahatzi zayit bahutz, kahatzi zayit lemahar, half a zayit chutz, half a zayit mahar, or the opposite, kahatzi zayit lemahar, kahatzi zayit bahutz, pasul ve'em bo karet. In all these cases, it's pasul, but there's not going to be karet in these cases because again, he has a double kavana, chutz komo, chutz lezvano. He has a double kavana. The last part of Mishnah Mar Biyuda, zeh klal. This is the rule. Mishnah continues. Amar Biyuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Zeh haklal kol shemachshevet hazeman kadma lemachshevet hamakom. If the machshava of chutz lazmano comes before the machshava of makom, pigul v'chayavim alav karet. So that's Rabbi Yehuda shita. You go after the first kavana. V'im machshevet hamakom kadma lemachshevet hazman. If he had machshevet makom before machshevet zman." Which means he started thinking about makom. Then he went towards his man. Pasul ve'en bo karet. So, again, the rule according to the Buddha is what? You go according to the first kavana. V'achamim imorim zeh v'zeh pasul. Hachamim zeh doesn't matter. Ve'en bo karet. Both of them are pasul, but there's no karet, because Balman had two kavanot. Le'echol kachatzi zayit. Let's say the guy had a kavana to eat half a kezayit, bepisul. Ulaktir kachatzi kezayit. And to bring haktara. To bring on the Mizbeach, Hefe Kazai Bepisul, so the deen is kasher. There's no pigul in that case. Why? She'en achila v'aktara mitzarfin. You can't mistarif Hefe Kazai of human consumption and Hefe Kazai of Mizbeach consumption. It's got to be the Kazai that is or Kazai of that. You cannot mistarif both of them. So therefore, the Kavanah on half of human consumption, half and Mizbeach consumption, is not going to posel the Korban. So that's basically the rules of the Mishnah.